Before we get started with today's episode, I'm very excited to announce that we're still sponsored by Audible.com. And I wanted to make sure I did a great read for today because I feel so strongly about it. I use it constantly. I've listened to 28 days worth of books on there, and it's changed my life for the better. So if you go to audible.com/Owen, you get a free 30-day membership and a free book of your choosing. And books can get pricey. Books can be cheap. You can buy anything. They have 180,000 titles to choose from, including the great courses. If you don't want to go to college, take courses taught by people who teach at Oxford and Harvard and Yale, all this stuff. You can get a Yale or a Harvard or an Oxford education for like $25. And if you actually went there, it would be like, you know, you'd be in debt for the rest of your life. So I am going to recommend you guys a few books that and I'll tell you how I felt about them. And if you want, you can get one. And if not, if you're more visual, some people are visual. I'm not. I'm auditory. I'm always in cars. I'm always like jogging or in airplanes or my eyes hurt. So listening to books is incredible. The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman. I highly recommend this on Audible because there's multiple, I don't know if Neil Gaiman's doing all the voices. I doubt it because there's like a little girl's voice and whatnot, but they actually do all the voices, which is incredible. And it's just a really, really good book. Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath. Highly recommend this one. I'm a big Gladwell fan, as you guys know. David and Goliath kind of analyzes the underdog story. You know, that somehow sometimes it's a benefit to be an underdog. And he goes through, my favorite thing about Gladwell is he'll take data and look at it from a different perspective, and it'll blow your mind. He also wrote Blink, Tipping Point, Outliers. He's incredible. Music in the Brain, I've not listened to it yet. Great Mythologies of the World by the Great Courses. It's good to just fundamentally know who Sisyphus is and who all these people are, because a lot of these myths never change. You watch Star Wars, you know, you watch Gladiator. It's these are thousands of years old, these myths. Why the West Rules for Now, haven't read that one yet, but I am excited. Spanish by Pimsleur is cool, even though most of the scenarios seem like he's buying a woman. But it's interesting. Bone Labyrinth, decent. It's all right. Sex at Dawn by Christopher Ryan is great because I'm obsessed with chimps versus bonobos versus humans and where monogamy and polygamy and all these things fall into place. Thanks for the feedback is great. If you've ever been the type of person that isn't good at receiving criticism, I highly recommend this book. The audio version, not as great as the print version. And this is one of the few that I'll say that about, because if I was going to give Sheila Heen and Douglas Stone feedback, I'd say that their voices aren't very dynamic, which is ironic because the book is about getting feedback. Sapiens. Get Sapiens. Just trust me. It'll blow your mind. Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Very long, but intense. The Martian by Andy Weir. You can now watch the movie, but it's cool. Dumbing Us Down. It's about the American education system. Very, very intense. The Screwtape Letters by C.S. Lewis. That one is sick. So get that. Anything by Walter Isaacson is amazing. Just get involved. Some of these are $9. And if you do audible.com/Owen, it's free. And this is way longer than what they told me to read. But this is one of those times when I think that you guys should get involved. And if you do, and if you hear a book that you really like, email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com and recommend stuff to me, because I'm always looking for more stuff. At 180,000, I can't sift through that. That's more than all the grains of sand in a pretty small sandbox. But that's kind of a profound thought anyway. All right, much love. And now on to the episode. Peace. Why didn't they laugh? You suck! That's not funny. Hello. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. I have two great guests today, Greta Titelman and Jilly Hendricks. And they are the podcast hosts of a podcast that I am enjoying these days and is on the same network as mine. It's called Lady Lovin'. And it is about women who love each other and like to laugh.
Yeah, that's
hi.
So true.
How are you guys?
We're good.
As we were just getting to know each other, we almost immediately started talking about rape jokes.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to tell me about your experience with the rape joke?
Yeah. When I'm not as much of a veteran in stand-up as you, but when I first started doing stand-up, I wrote like a 10-minute long rape joke.
What was the joke?
It literally wasn't a joke. I was just like, I was raped, ha ha ha.
Right.
And everyone was like, this is dark and not funny.
In psychiatry,
and I was like,
that's called flooding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't, I think it was, I was trying to make a joke that that the person that it happened with, he didn't get like put in jail for rape, but he got put in jail for arson.
Right.
And I for some reason in my head, I was like, oh, haha, this rapist isn't in jail for rape, but in jail for burning down houses. But at least he's in jail. It's not funny at all.
No, I get it. I can see how it could be funny. Yeah.
No, not funny at all. I think I smell like...
I feel like you're kind of almost reciting like court documents.
Yeah.
Versus
like,
just like seeing the irony of it.
This is what happened. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was pretty... I never talk about it, really. And I just like... It was like one of those things where I was like, I'm going to just talk about it. And not a good...
I think you should still do it, but maybe work it out a little bit more.
No, I think I'm dealing with a mom obituary joke right now. So I'm good with it.
You got your dark quarter covered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good right now.
I got a clip here. Which part is this? So this is what I like to do lately is if I have a joke that's at all political or anything, I like to do it in front of the people that definitely are against what I'm saying.
Okay.
To see if it actually can work, because I don't like to divide people. And so I wrote this joke about how people shouldn't have machine guns. And fortunately this weekend I was in a very gun area.
Mm-hmm.
I was
Where were you?
Skagit Casino in Northern Washington near Canada.
Okay.
And really cool people, had a blast, really fun, but you know, over 50 white camo to like outdoor events or like to social events, like camo. They probably have like camo tuxedos for when they get married.
Great.
So this is a joke I'm working on. And if you guys have any ideas, feel free. It's doing decent, but I think there's some likes here and people keep writing me that you can't always hear the clips. So I did get a lav for my phone, which you can see in some, but this one doesn't have it because I didn't think that there was going to be anything interesting happen, but lo and behold, there was. So I'm sorry if the sound quality sucks, but I'll recap it.
One of my close friends is in the military. We're staying over with my wife and I for a week, and we started getting into a debate about guns. All I was saying was I don't think people should have machine guns. You know, lot to ask.
By the way, you see how they're very uncomfortable. Just saying the word guns, they're like, oh, here we go. Hollywood's got something. So we're still going here.
He goes, Second Amendment, right to bear arms. We should have any gun we want. I'm a constitutionalist. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I take the Constitution very seriously. I'm like, it's weird you say that because so do I. And I'm a big Third Amendment guy, which is I can't have anyone stay here that's active in the military.
Can you not hear it?
I couldn't hear the joke.
So at this point, the joke is I have a very close friend staying over with me and he's active in the military and we're having a argument about guns. And he's like, I'm a Second Amendment man. You know, the Constitution says right to bear arms. And some of my response is, well, I'm a Third Amendment man. And I take it very seriously that during peacetime, I cannot quarter soldiers. Okay, so that's where we're at right now.
During peacetime, I'm not allowed to quarter soldiers. I consider you a hero. Because you're in the Marines, but until you quit, like, you can't stay in my home. I'm a Third Amendment guy. He's like, that's messed up, bro. I'm like, I'm also an Eighth Amendment guy, and you snore, and that's cruel and unusual punishment. So why don't you just get the fuck out of here? You got the point. He admitted it. We came to terms.
All right, so that's basically where we're at, where if you take the Constitution that seriously, where does it end?
Right, yeah.
Because Third Amendment says, like, you shouldn't have soldiers stay in your home. And I'm not even a big anti-gun guy. I just think that like having no restrictions is crazy.
Yeah.
Like you can own like an M16.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. And so I like to meet people halfway and it's like everyone has this Second Amendment argument like it's bulletproof, but it's not. It's like if you go through the amendments, like 23rd.
I just pulled them up on my phone. I'm looking.
Yeah, we don't know.
I think 23rd is you can vote even without paying your poll tax, which means even if you don't pay for the pizza, you can request mushrooms.
Let me see. Hold on. The 23rd Amendment grants the District of Columbia.
That's not it then. It might be 24 or 5.
Like my hometown. 24?
Well, look for the poll tax one.
Oh, yep. 24. Prohibits the... Yep. Yep. Non-payment of a poll tax or any other tax?
Yeah, that means if you don't pay your poll tax, you can still vote, which means if you don't chip in for the pizza, you can still make them do, you know, mushrooms. If there's only three people, you get a third mushrooms without paying a cent. And that is not American. And then, of course, the Third Amendment is the one that makes me laugh, where it's like a, hey, man, I'm a Third Amendment guy.
Right.
Because this crowd were being kind of pussies like that a little bit. So I had to remind them that, like, this is all people talk about on Facebook. And I'm a very I like to look at people in the eye when I say an opinion. Like, I don't like to hide behind a computer screen.
That's good.
So I kind of remind that to them. Check this out. There we go.
But, so this is my take on politics, and I'll drop it, because I know it makes people feel uncomfortable, even though that's all fucking Facebook is now. It's just my bad that I talk about it in person like a fucking man. I'm behind my computer like a little bitch. Right? Everyone's got a comment there, but I'll fucking do it with a microphone in a room full of strangers with guns. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's basically like, if you're so offended by these topics, then don't make that your profile picture.
I actually think that this like demographic of people really was like feeling you, and you're like, I don't give a fuck if I'm behind. Like, I'm going to tell you right now in person.
They weren't feeling me. I was mocking Trump.
No,
ridiculously,
but
hard.
I feel like they were feeling you at the end.
Well, they feel my honesty. Well, that was before the gun thing. This second one was before the gun thing.
Oh.
No, they feel like I would get them. They like my authenticity, and then I would make them feel stupid, I think.
Yeah. Well, amendment jokes are hard.
They really are. I just think that if you're going to argue in a... I didn't mean to cut you off. What's your opinion?
I was just going to say that, I mean, I'm sure most of the people don't even know all the amendments.
They don't even know the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Just kidding.
I'm going to be real with you. I grew up in Washington, D.C. Both my parents worked heavily, heavily, heavily in politics.
And what do they do in politics?
My mom was a political consultant, but she was the deputy chief of staff to the governor of Pennsylvania for 8 billion years.
Wow.
And my dad worked for the Democratic National Committee and was a federal lawyer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense. How did a comedian come from that?
I mean, what? Are you serious?
Yeah.
DC is like filled with the most insane people you've ever met in your life.
I know. But it's like that usually isn't the backstory of comics.
I mean, my dad cheated on my mom for forever. It was a terrible relationship. My mom had a drinking problem, you know, like this.
Yeah, but usually those setups, like people lose their soul. So you're not funny anymore.
Why?
Well, not you personally.
Why does that make people not funny anymore?
Because they just are, you know, it's like there's a right amount of abuse to make someone funny. And then there's an amount that breaks them.
Yeah. I think that I had the right amount of abuse.
Good.
Yeah. Good. I think I had a healthy amount of abuse. Like, I definitely was in an environment where my parents were like, empowered me. They mm-hmm. weren't like parents that would like knock me down. So I didn't have parents that like, they loved me.
Yeah.
But they didn't love each other. You okay. know what I mean? So I got nourished, but they didn't nourish each other.
Yeah. They were very like, it wasn't like anything to do with you. Like, you were never the problem. You were just right. like witnessing all of their
right.
problems.
I was just like a bystander. Wow. I was an innocent bystander.
From what I know.
Would they yell a lot, or would things get physical?
Oh my God. They would fucking go nuts on each other. Like, not,
really?
not physical, but their fights were like out of control.
I wonder if people ever have parents that don't have problems, though. How no. are your parents?
Jilly's parents love
my
each
parents
other.
My parents love each other, but they definitely argue.
And my parents used to scream at each other.
My mom would be like, you're a fucking pussy. Like,
really?
In the top of her lungs. Oh, yeah, go nuts. It's crazy.
I hear it's tough dating a lawyer.
I think it's tough dating two, like,
alphas.
Two, like, power hungry.
Sounds like a couple of alphas circling carcass.
Yeah, I was also raised by like a flock of nannies and au pairs.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that like? I'm about to have a kid.
It's sick. On my Facebook the other day, I wrote, I'm never having kids until I have enough money to pay someone else to raise them.
Yeah, I saw that. It was funny.
And literally 5 of my nannies commented on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're all like close.
Yeah, they were like, I'm here. They're like, call me. One lives in Brazil. She's like, hola, I'm here. I'm like, okay, I'll fly you in.
That's hilarious. Yeah. That's your development deal. It's my 5 moms.
Yeah, it's true. I had Hejani, Daniela, Leslie, Melanie. Melanie was like my like second mom. She's
what was
amazing.
She like? Why is Melanie your bottom bitch?
She left her Mormon family. From Idaho. Left her family when she was 17 years old and moved in with my family. And my mom was such a like... very independent, powerful woman.
Right.
And I think that Melanie came into this home and she had never really been around a woman like that before. And my mom, sort of the relationship that they have is really wonderful. And she lived with us. And before I was born, she gained a bunch of weight with my mom, and my mom was pregnant with me.
Right.
And then
that's cool.
She was just with us, and it was great.
How do you feel having a mom that was very high power? Is that a good environment, you think, overall, or you think it?
Now it like really fucks me up. I look at my mom's accomplishment by the time she was like my age, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but like, what's accomplishment? You know, it's like my wife is an engineer, and she's quitting to because she just wants to be a mom, and she gets shit from people that are like, well, you got your master's, and like, why are you quitting? And she's like, this is what I want.
Yeah, but if she didn't do that and she just raised her kid, people would give her shit for not having a job.
Yeah, women are really hard on each other.
Yeah, women
are. That's why I like your podcast, because it's upbeat. You compliment each other a lot.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rare. A lot of women just take each other down. I'm not going to cite examples, but especially like a woman will become extremely successful and a lot of their trolls coming at them are not male. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a female.
For sure.
It's the whole like, we'll support you unless you surpass us and then we'll try and destroy you. And
yeah.
I think that's a really, I'm glad that you guys aren't setting that toxic tone.
No, I mean, like the thing too is for us is like, we're all so different, yet we can still like support each other and hang out. And I feel like a lot of women don't feel that way because they feel like threatened by, you know, different personalities or different career paths. I don't know. It's weird.
So how do you guys fit together? Like, how does it work?
Who, me and Jillian Lowe?
Yeah.
On our podcast?
Yeah, no, but like, how do you think, what's the best dynamic for a female friend group? If you were going to let's say you're making friends in 1991, how they like cast that perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's always like the virgin.
Right.
There's always like the bad girl, but like she's actually not that bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's always some girl who's, oh yeah. Then you have one that's like kind of dumb, but really sweet.
Right.
You know?
That's how they cast it, but I don't feel that way like right now.
Really?
Which ones are you two? Like, who are you two?
I feel like I'm the middle.
What is the middle?
I don't know.
Jilly, you're like definitely the virgin.
Thanks, Greta.
No, I'm just saying.
Why?
Because you're like more reserved.
I guess, yeah. Maybe that's true. Maybe I don't even know who I am.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure that shit out.
If this were Clueless, okay?
I would be Ty.
You would be
Fuck
Ty.
You.
No, you would be. No, no, no. I would be Ty. I would be Ty. You would be Dion, and Lo would be Cher.
All right.
Are you guys going to start a girl band like the Spice Girls?
No. Called Ty, Dion, and Cher.
Yeah.
I would start a rap group. 100%.
Yeah, Jilly's trying to really dip her toe in the rap game.
That took 100%. A hard turn.
Yeah, it did take a hard turn.
Because you were the reserved one, and now you want to be.
No, it makes sense. She's Dion.
I gotta let you know. I can come out of my shell sometimes, but not around everyone. Only when I'm on stage rapping.
This is like one of those movies about the hood and then the ballet.
Save the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Classic film.
Although I'm not
honestly,
from the hood.
Nothing.
I'm from like nothing about me at all is
hood?
I guess street.
Wait, really quickly,
but
nothing.
That's what makes you so street.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me more uncomfortable than watching Julia Stiles hip hop dance.
Yeah. That is pretty funny.
At Juilliard.
Yeah.
And then like her boyfriend is standing at the sideline just being like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's really absurd.
It's so bad.
I can't believe that movie exists. So how'd you guys get into podcasting? What made you want to get into this?
Well, we have very exciting conversations.
Nice.
It's true.
And we just thought, let's record this.
Well, Greta's a comedian, and I was doing some like interviewing, writing, comedy shit. And then Lo was like personality, and we were all friends, and we have good conversations. So we just decided to record it.
That sounds really organic and awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. It is great.
It's fun. It's really
fun.
Yeah,
so that's a lady loving.
Yeah.
And you brought me a really cool present.
And Jilly. It was a mutual.
Well, you said, this is from me, not Jilly.
Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sorry.
I even wrote a note on the back of the box.
I would have to say, is like, guess whose idea it was? Mine.
Was it really?
You should bring him a gift.
Yeah.
But I wanted to bring you like the purple drink. And Greta was
like, we're not getting codeine.
Yeah.
She wanted to bring you promethazine.
That's awesome.
As a joke. Like, here.
No, I would drink it not as a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are conversation starting hearts. And so we're gonna start a conversation with this first one. And it says, real love. I like that. So let's talk about real love. Do you guys think that you've been in love and has it been real? Or is fake love the way to go? Because the only real love is between you and Jesus
yourself?
Christ, our Savior.
I've been in love once.
Who was
real
it with,
love.
Jilly? Real love.
A guy named Kenny.
Talking about real love with
and that's
a guy
it.
Named
searching,
Kenny.
Yeah, I'm searching for that real love. Someone to feel my heart beat.
beating.
Maybe you guys should start a girl group.
I didn't want to be the one who said it.
I know.
You should.
But thanks for bringing it out. I mean, I feel like we could easily.
The vibes were just popping off.
They were.
She needs a 6'7" backup singer that's
I
meek.
I do.
These I'm just going to be back there like, that's what she says.
It's true.
What about the microphones?
I don't know. These microphones are like very distracting right now.
In what way?
I feel like it's like my eyesight. Maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Jilly, I love it when Jilly talks about love. I really do.
Yeah, tell me about Kenny.
What do you want to know?
Jilly
tell
me has what makes love it real. Tattooed on her.
Are you serious?
I do.
Where do you have love tattooed on you?
Tell him, Jilly.
It's actually loved with a D.
Loved.
Okay. White girls with delicate tattoos.
For sure. It's on my side. It's really small. And delicate and in cursive.
Wow. What was the day that you got that? Like, what made you be like, listen?
Well, it is pretty fucking stupid, but I got a heart first on my side with my friend because she broke up with some guy that she thought she was going to marry. And then when I broke up with my boyfriend that I thought I was going to marry, we went and got loved with the period. But I really like the tattoo.
Why the period?
I don't know.
That's
just
the
like,
end.
You know, not because of
conclusive.
That. I think just because, like.
By the way, because when you put a period, you know that you can easily make it into a question mark.
That's true.
Or an exclamation mark.
Oh, yeah, but I know. I think it was just like, I don't know. It was pretty. We just got it because it was pretty.
Loved?
Pretty much.
Loved.
It's by this guy, Dr.
I like it.
It's by this guy, Dr. Wu, who does like these delicate tattoos, but it was before he got like all big.
Yeah.
So now I feel great about it.
Now it's tough to get in with Wu.
Oh my God, he has like a million Instagram followers.
You know, all the tattoos that I have are by a famous tattooer now too, but all mine are fucking shit.
Yeah, Greta has like a lime green lightning bolt on her crotch.
Gatorade,
like pointing
baby.
Pointing to it?
Like it's like if you're looking at my vagina.
Yeah.
Or really just like my like pubic area.
Yeah.
It's to the upper left-hand corner.
Nice.
And
that's
it's
cool.
A lime green
like,
lightning
it's supposed
bolt.
To be like danger, you know what I mean? Like if you go down there, like
it's
there could be trouble.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is there a period after it?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe later.
If there's an exclamation
maybe
point,
I'm gonna get
that's,
it added
that's
on.
What there is.
That's cool. Well, I have the 3rd, 8th, and 24th amendments on my penis. But you can only see it if I get a boner.
Wait.
Have you?
You're in love.
Yeah, you.
I am. I'm married.
That's great.
And you have a baby on the way.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Do you know
is
if
it
it's a boy
girl?
Or a girl?
It's a boy.
Oh, what are you going to name it?
Green Lightning Bolt.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Nickname
it Flash.
I like our vibe because it's like, I think that for me, we got to another level of love from marriage and having a child. We have it not even though it's
wait,
not
is
even
the baby
born yet.
It's not born yet.
No, but just seeing that transformation of just that whole like.
You never knew you could love a fat person.
Yeah. Or just like I can make love with a really heavy woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause she's gained a lot of weight.
There you go.
But she looks sexy as hell. My only deterrent is I don't want to touch the baby with my wiener.
You probably
I don't know
have.
Why people think that.
Because
you'd have
it's
to have like
in
a
there.
Very big penis for that to happen.
Well, even if it's not actually touching, it's just a proximity thing. Mm. It's kind of like, no way, it's naughty. Your friends are sleeping in the other room versus your spawn, like the next generation of you is almost at the tip of your penis.
Well, wait,
there's a really
like a
from
baby,
the, but it
is
came
like seeing,
from there.
That's true.
There's a really funny joke that this woman put on Twitter, and it was like she's in the living room with her two
Why
children.
Why does it have to be a woman? Why can't it just be a human?
There was a woman on Twitter in the room with her two children and husband, and it was like, wow, everyone here has been in my vagina.
That's Ooh. Really funny.
I thought it was funny. That's why
That's
it has to be
funny.
A woman. Because
Wait.
Men
yeah, no,
don't.
I was just joking.
When is the baby going to be born?
March 29th, according to the suits.
That's exciting. So it's going to be an Aries like me.
Yeah. Fiery.
Yes.
And very tall and part Mexican.
Is your wife tall?
No, but I'm that tall.
How did you meet your wife?
Walking our dogs.
Oh, that's nice. That's very romantic. That's like a John Cusack movie.
So this was pre-dating apps then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've never been on Tinder or any of that shit.
How long have you guys been together?
3.5 years.
How did you propose?
I said, how much are your student loans? And she said, 60 grand. And I said, you want some help with that? You'll take this ring and you'll do what I say for the rest of your life.
And she said, okay.
She was bawling with joy.
60 grand is low for student loans.
Well, yeah, she's part. She's half Mexican, so she got some white aid.
She got a scholarship.
Where's she from?
Seattle.
That's a good place.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Where are you from?
Upstate New York.
Oh.
Yeah, Oswego, New York.
Cool.
Yeah, shitty little place.
Yeah.
great people, but no hope.
That's good.
No hope.
I like towns like that.
Really?
Yeah, very like salt to the earth. You know what I'm saying?
I would have switched with you if I could have taken all the, you know, all the free museums and whatnot.
No.
And you could have had the three nuclear power plants and the guy named Timmy who shot me in the face.
I bet Timmy was actually a really good guy.
I don't think Timmy was a good guy.
No, I think Timmy just, he was a little upset.
I think he said fat kid when he saw my face and he shot me in the eye with a BB gun and a piece of glass stuck in my fucking eye for 3 days.
He was just a little upset, a little disgruntled. I bet he runs like an auto body shop and he's a really
nice
Hitler
guy made
now.
The Autobahn, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Timmy Kuno. Good guy. I'm sure he's a fine guy.
My bully in the fourth grade was named London Kennard.
That's a fantastic name.
Yep. She was a...
What did she do to you?
She was a fucking bitch.
Well, it's because you like the Beatles so much. And she was like, Liverpool, I'm London.
No, she used to threaten me that she used to call my mom a pussy and tell me that her mom designed jumpsuits for Michael Jordan. And being dead serious.
Well, I mean, in her defense.
I mean, that's
dope, exactly what I would do to every other mom. If my mom designed jumpsuits for Michael Jordan, I'd just pick people and be like, your mom's a fucking pussy. And I'd be like, well, my mom is the CEO of Facebook. I'm like, you ever heard of something called a jumpsuit? You ever the guy who jumps the highest?
Yeah, there you go.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a bully?
I just had like a lot of guys were mean to me.
In what way?
Like they would put like someone.
Well, guys are mean to each other. I just want women to know that once and for all. Like sometimes women will be like, oh, this guy treated me like I was inferior at the workplace. I'm like, that's every guy to everyone. Like guys are fucking assholes. Like to each other.
Yeah.
Like really, really intensely mean to each other.
There's
to like try
some
and maintain
nice
dominance.
Guys, though.
Yeah. Yeah. There
but
are.
Not in high school or junior high.
I love dudes. Dudes are great, but I'm just saying that they have like an aggressive vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's testosterone's
like,
a bitch.
Every time there was like a science thing where you'd like dissect a frog or something or like a rat.
Would
like,
they throw it in your face?
It would just like end up in my purse. Like, I don't know why. I would always just get like the dead.
It's primal. They're trying to give you a gift off the plains of Africa.
I know.
Wait, were you carrying a purse in high school?
Well, like, yeah, that's more troubling.
We didn't have lockers.
Oh, really?
Because everyone just kept their shit in their car. Because I grew up in Orange County, so, you know.
So you come from a little bit of grain. You can be honest. You come from the grain.
So tell me, how many bedrooms was your mansion?
No. Yeah, I was actually, listen.
How many reality shows are your parents in right now?
None. They actually, funny thing, I grew up in Laguna Beach, and they came to our town, obviously, to film the TV show.
Are you from one of those like ghetto like tenement buildings in Laguna Beach?
No, they don't have those.
I know.
But they came to my house and they were like, oh yeah, we want you to be like a backup character. Which
really?
Is like ridiculous. Not
you should
a main
do
character.
A comedy special called Backup Character.
Yeah. So they were like, why don't you be a backup character? And they like came to my house and saw that we all like drove Volvos and that like everything, my parents were like nice and normal. And like my dad had just been diagnosed with cancer. So he was like losing his hair. He's fine now. But they were like, no, this is like not for Laguna Beach, the real OC. It was like not the right vibe for them. I was like, this is so real though. This
You're
is like what real
character.
Life is.
Wait, hold on. I will say every time that I ever had. Jilly's brief cameos on that show are some of my favorites ever. You can see Jilly like ripping shots in a Vegas suite, which is one of my favorite things.
It's the worst
in jean shorts and wedges and a gray tee. You look hot as hell.
No.
In the next scene, you're like with Kenny talking about real shit.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it wasn't my vibe. I'm too real for that shit. Too real for the real OC.
But see, I like people from Laguna Beach because there's like different groups of rich people. There's like ones that replace love with money and they're terrible reptile monsters. And then there's some that see money as opportunity and they're like some of the most interesting people in the world.
Yeah.
Where it's like money is time. What do you want to do? You like food and water? Like they're the best. But the worst is like, don't look at mother in the eye. We got you a car.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, those people are fucking terrible.
Or it's like, I don't want to deal with you. Here's money to just like go and just get the fuck away.
Exactly. Because they want their ego and your ego is not your amigo.
Yeah. The thing about Laguna.
I'm learning Spanish.
Hello.
The thing about Laguna is though, like half the town's like an artsy town and they're hippies that have just been there. And like when all the prices went up in real estate, they just stayed. And then the other half is like new rich people. So it's like a very weird mix of people.
Jilly's dad is a vet.
Yeah. My dad's a veterinarian.
Oh, I was like, where'd he serve? And I was like, oh yeah, California. What kind of animal does he?
No, he's too weak for that.
That's cool.
He's a strong brain though.
What kind of vet? Like just all kinds of shit?
Well, like, you know, household animals.
Has he ever jerked a horse?
What?
You heard me.
Has he ever jerked off a horse?
Yeah. Probably that's what not. That's what they do. Every vet I meet, I'm always like,
jerk off a horse?
No, that, in order
no,
to
vets
clean,
jerk off horses.
But in order to clean
not
that.
Sexually, but they have to.
In order to clean a horse's penis, and I know this, my sister rode horses.
You gotta put it in your mouth.
You need to put your whole, you need to put your whole hand inside their dick.
Yeah.
I'm being dead
There's a
serious.
Lot of dick stuff with horses.
You know, yeah. He doesn't do horses. So I don't
well,
know,
that's
guys.
I mean, now, I'm sure early on in his career.
Being a horse vet is, you're like more qualified no. than any in any other anything to, if you're a horse vet.
Horses are crazy.
And all that breeding, that's from, you're jerking the horses.
Listen, my friend's boyfriend sells horses, so I'll ask him about
Constant
it.
Constant jerking.
I'll call him.
Like tricep workouts of jerking.
Really? Wait, why?
Okay, think about
remember
all the pedigree,
Remember the guy
pedigree,
who died
right?
from fucking a horse? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
When was that? Like 2007?
Yeah.
When wasn't that?
He got fucked by a horse.
You mean he fucked a horse? He didn't get fucked by a horse?
No. What? The horse mounted him and fucked him, and then he died.
Well, that guy was playing fault? Secretariat, which is like porno to those guys.
Wait, it was literally... I thought the guy was just, like, trying to get busy with the horse.
He was.
He was. Yeah. But then the horse mounted.
If you think you don't have money to start your own business, well, then think again. I have fantastic news. Now you can own a business that has proven to be a phenomenal success all around the country. And by the country, you know what I'm talking about. The United States of Superfun. With little upfront investment, we're talking about the Selfie Station. I love this company because it's cool. Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that people and businesses book for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promotional events. Post comedy shows? I would love it if you guys figured out how your phones work when you take pictures with me. Once you own one, they're a hit at every holiday party, bar mitzvah, or birthday. And you can make your money back and more in no time. It's more than just a photo booth. It's the entertainment as well. Selfie Station interactive experience that captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, and even uploaded to social media. It could also be tattooed on the weenus. You won't believe how much people will pay you to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you've ever earned, and it pays for itself in no time. Once it pays for itself, it's all profit. You can start your own business right now. Let Selfie Station be the picture taker, icebreaker, moneymaker. Now, as a special introductory offer, get $500 off a professional package. That's right, $500. It's legit. Go to selfiestation.com and support our show by entering the code Owen, O-W-E-N. That's selfiestation.com, code Owen. There's also a Selfie Station that just is for the weenus. Yeah, the guy was trying to be on top.
Very Julie, confused. Don't you know that I'm the fucker is always the one mounting?
Do they know that horses don't do mish?
Yeah, they like, do not do missionary.
Like, it's the horse on top.
He was pound. Reverse cowgirl, maybe.
That just makes me hurt.
Yeah.
Jesus. All I'm saying is, okay, when you like Kentucky Derby, when they're like, well, the pedigree, and this, it's like, that's all from jerking them off.
Yeah.
So just know that. When you see those people, they're all about jerking horses off. Like, I mean, when it's like, did you have a mint julep this season, Tiffany? It's like, horse jerking, horse jerking.
Yeah.
I've never really been into, like, horse races, and
oh,
now,
they're
and
so
now
fun.
I'm not going to be into it
they're
at
fun because you never had to jerk
them
off.
You can go and be the most terrible person at a horse race.
Oh, yeah.
And no one gives a fuck.
You can drop a hard N without being sarcastic, and people don't get offended.
While doing coke in public.
Totally.
And, like, mainlining
any kind
of alcohol.
What kind of horse tracks are you guys going to?
I mean,
I went to a fucking horse track
Belmont?
Once, and it was horrible.
What horse track did you go to?
I don't even remember the name. It was for some chick's birthday party when I was like 22 and you like had to go.
Wait, right. Chili, what the fuck?
Why'd you have to go?
Why were you at a horse track on a 22-year-old girl's fucking birthday?
I don't know. People are crazy about their birthdays.
Was her name like Gary and did she have a gambling problem? Like, what the fuck?
Was your friend's name Gary Trifecta?
Yeah. Like,
you know, people always are trying to be unique.
Yeah, but that's a different level.
I mean, being unique, like just being funny, like go bowling at
right.
like a 27-year-old. I don't know, but like 22 going to the fucking track.
Yeah, it's really like, I'm going to be unique. Let's go to a high-lie gambling tournament.
Yeah. She's like, all right, it's a $10 buy-in. And yeah. Honestly, we're gonna all bet on Pixie Blonde.
It's listen, like, don't look at Wim Moo in the eye. He'll cut your dick off immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, and they all wore hats because like they do at horse races. It was really weird.
They all wear hats? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like those
yeah,
big
yeah.
fucking hats. And I was like, what's happening?
Because they're very pale.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all very, they need to preserve their whiteness.
I'll just tell
so they
you guys,
wear big hats.
I was no longer her friend after that. I was
what
like,
what happened?
This.
Was it traumatic?
I just like, you got to cut people out when they fucking invite you to birthdays like that that you have to go to.
When I was at the university, I did my freshman year of college at the University of Arizona, and there was this guy who was in a frat who was super hot and really nice. And it turned out that his grandma was, what, that fucking,
Helen Keller.
No, started a big diet thing.
Atkins.
Jenny Craig.
Oh.
Jenny Craig?
Yes, his grandmother was Jenny Craig. And I always thought he was really cute and whatever. And then time passes. I'm now living in New York. And I'm at this hotel where my father was visiting. And I like look up and he's standing in front of me. And I was like, oh, like, you're that hot guy whose grandma was Jenny Craig. What are you doing here? He's like, oh, like, I'm in town for the Belmont. And I was like, oh, he's like, our horse is racing. Chocolate sundae.
No
way. I was like, yeah. And I was like, oh. And oddly enough, that year I was going to the Belmont.
Wow.
I proceeded to get so wasted.
Right.
And like actively search for him like a fucking psychopath. Like, I like left my friends. I was like, I'm going to go find Zach. And like went down. I got so lost for 2.5 hours. I was like sweating in like a dress. My like face was melting. My mouth was green from drinking like mint juleps and disgusting
garbage. Yeah, and your vagina was green from the fireball.
And my vagina was just bleeding all over the place. So, no, it was terrible.
Did you ever find Zach?
I never found Zach, and I actually threw up on the platform in, like, Jamaica, Queens, and it was terrible.
That's cool.
So you haven't been back since?
No, but you know what? It's 2016.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not fucking going with him. You. Find someone else.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of rich people are miserable because they think that they just have to do rich things. Like when it's like, I'm going to get a yacht. It's like, do you like boats? It's like, no.
Yeah.
So they're constantly just doing these things that suck. Whereas some rich people are the happiest people on earth because they're like, I like celery, you know, and they just get tons of it.
Or they just stay at home all day.
Right time. The fourth dimension,
they don't
bro.
Do anything else.
Yeah. My like, you know what I appreciate? A very rich guy or woman that wears a very modest watch. Love a rich guy in a Casio.
Yeah. That's a power move.
It is. Whenever you see a guy that's like very low key, maybe driving a Jeep with a Casio and like some Merrells on, but they look like they have something going on, they are billionaires.
Do you always look at guys' watches? I never do. I never look at anyone's
watch. I look
watch.
At shoes first on a man.
Yeah, it's
and
shoes.
Then their fingernail length.
I never
and
look
then
at
their
a watch.
Teeth.
Interesting. That's a good checklist.
So first you start from the feet up.
You can tell like 98% of a man's personality through their shoes.
That's true.
You'd be a good slave auctioner.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's true. If you see a guy in like square toe Aldo shoes, not for me.
Yeah, like
What do you guys infer about these babies?
You're just
casual. You're a man of leisure.
But I want to know like what? Why is there no sock? You
no,
know
it's
what I
necessity.
Mean?
Why is
there
like,
no
you have a
sock?
Big
why
foot?
Would I have socks?
Are you lazy or you just don't like it? Like I would be
Chili,
I don't like socks and condoms.
I'm not wearing socks.
I'm not wearing socks either, but that's...
It's the condom of the foot.
A sock? So you never wear socks?
No, I wear socks. I'm
what
just kidding.
What size foot are you since you're
13?
So tall?
Nah.
It's not as big as I was hoping.
Yeah, no, 13.
What were you hoping for, Greta?
Like a 15 or like a 17?
Yeah, but see, then I wouldn't be able to buy shoes anywhere. 13's
well,
the last place.
Well, maybe that's why
yeah.
you wear leisure shoes, because you can't...
Why do they make 13 the last
and
place?
I moved
I
to Marina
like
Del Rey,
people
which
people
is super liege.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I was just there. My cousin lives there.
Where?
The... Like right on the bay area. I don't know.
Like a
she's
building?
From, she's yeah. from the east. She doesn't
like,
know.
I live in a building.
Like wave something? Like.
No.
I don't fucking know.
It's a sweet area. Everyone wears like a captain, sea captain hat. And they always wear these. It's like a place that needs more black people because it's like white out of control. Like they're driving like giant tricycles and shit.
What's a giant tricycle?
Go to the beach in that area and you'll see a lot of them. It's like these dudes are like. Like, you know that bike in the gym where you, like, sit down, but your feet are, like, horizontal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
they're,
that.
Like, really
oh,
cruising
yeah.
around on those, and they Wait, have, like, giant flags to show where they
yeah.
are, like, the kids.
People love that shit.
Kids.
There's a lot of, like, marathons that people, they ride that thing.
Not in front
marathon.
Of a black person, there isn't. They, like, look at it, and then the white person puts it away because they get scared.
Well, then that's probably why they live there.
Okay, here's another one. This is another heart, another conversation starter, and it just says, "What's up?"
Well,
so
was it spelled with Z's or S's?
It's with a Z.
Wow.
What's up?
What's up?
So what's up with you?
Honestly, I'm considering taking a sip of this Bud Light. I don't think I've drank a Bud Light in a really long time.
Have one. Bud Lights are great. Isn't that great?
You know,
she looks like she's going to vomit. She looks like she's at the Belmont. Leaving.
I feel like, you know how they say that, like, when you're done running a marathon, it's good to, like, drink hops to, like, get you.
Yeah.
Get you up.
Yeah. Is that
you
what it feels like?
We didn't run a fucking marathon.
We just did fucking Soul Cycle, Jilly. Okay.
How was Soul Cycle?
Boring.
I had to leave in the middle of it.
It's
Why?
Stupid.
Because my stomach was cramping.
Actually, stomach was cramping. I like Soul Cycle, but I do feel like it's a little bit like, it's like no one there has like the hottest body, but it's definitely a workout. So it's like very confusing to your brain because you like sweat a lot, but like then you like the next week you're still the same weight.
It's like acting classes. Where you're like, I put in all this work, but I still don't understand what that note means.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never taken an acting class, but that's what I infer from them.
That's what you think an acting class would be like.
I do. Because I've seen people like before and after acting classes, and it's not always the biggest shift.
I think that, I mean, I don't know, this Soul Cycle class we just did, there were people that were like really fucking into it.
The teacher
they put
was
their
great.
Soul into
the
it.
Teacher
I
mean, was great.
The teacher was great, but there are these guys that were like, yeah!
Except they ended the fucking class with Mumford and Sons, and I was like, "Fuck you!" Like, I don't want to listen to this like sad ass song as I'm like sweating and riding this bike. Like, I needed some rap or pop music.
Wait, that would get me fired up on a
Whoa,
bike.
How did you know that was the fucking song?
Because that's the song to get the people going.
Listen, that it could not, be like it was not your fault but mine.
No, there's not enough drive.
Are you kidding me? There's like, ding, 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 ding. There's
but
a
wasn't
whole,
either
like,
of those songs was the slowest song from the album that of that album.
Oh, you mean the
it was
no.
like the last song of that album about how like you're going to die or everyone's body is going to you're all going to die in your own body or something.
That sounds like unnecessarily depressing.
Exactly. I'm not even kidding you.
It was not Elliot Smith.
It was so weird. Elliot Smith.
Oh, speaking of, have you guys seen Soaked in Bleach?
No.
Mm-mm.
Netflix, Soaked in Bleach. Like, Courtney Love for sure killed Kurt Cobain.
Oh, 1,000%. Court killed Kurt. I made a t-shirt that
No, but
that.
Like, wow. There's like the recorded messages. Like, the cop finally came out with everything. It's
you
really
think?
Shocking.
Yes, she's
Watch
a
the documentary.
So this is going to be how to not make a murderer?
You know what pisses me off?
I think
off?
He still killed that chick.
On
how to murder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's insane. He set fire to a cat. I mean, fuck that guy.
Yeah, anyone that tortures animals, I just
totally.
Don't even get it.
I was already, it's like, I'm not even a cat guy, but if you set fire to a cat, like, fuck you. Go to jail for the rest of your life.
Isn't that the number one indicator of a psychopath?
Yeah, he for sure is either killed. Yeah. There's a reason the cops, like, hate that guy. Like, he's a murderer.
Yeah, I mean, he's very...
You guys, I've never watched...
Have you ever had a pet? Picture it being burned by
time.
Just a random guy for like a laugh.
The thing is that
fuck that guy.
It's fucked about burning animals is like at least humans like they speak, so there's like a reason. But like animals don't even talk, so you're just like killing something that can't even defend itself.
Yeah, I don't know. The
it's
whole
terrible.
Thing. Also, though, like that whole shit, that whole town, all those people. It's just like what the fuck.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like I want it so badly to be like a trick by David Lynch. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like
right,
that's
right.
what I'm like hoping for, that those people don't actually exist.
They're there. My area is a lot of that. It's a lot of that shit.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. My mom's from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and my dad is from Pittsburgh. So I spent a lot of time in like
I love Pittsburgh.
In like weird, bizarre small Pennsylvania towns.
Yeah.
Coal towns, steel towns.
Yeah.
I love those people.
They're great people.
They're great people. They're just bizarre.
They're bizarre. It's weird. And I think that's why black people have a lot more problem with police is because all the money is where the poor people are. And there's no money where the poor white people are. That's why cops aren't like on high alert because there's no Wells Fargo in a trailer park.
That's
but you
true.
Go into like the brackish water of Brooklyn and the Bronx and, you know, all these places, you have cops like, What are you guys doing? There's money everywhere. You know, there's like a reason to patrol. Whereas like the country, there's just weeds.
Yeah.
It's all about cash. It's capital.
Yep.
All about that capital, yo.
As Jilly, one of Jilly's favorite songs on her playlist, Cream Baby.
It's true.
Cash rules everything around me.
This is a clip, but we can discuss it. It's not just like an indulgent thing. But I have to show things not working on this podcast because then when they do work, it's like a fun thing. Like that guns joke isn't there yet, but it will be.
I'm going to be real with you. I think an amendment joke is very hard.
Yeah, it is. But so is, you know, everything.
So is a rape joke.
Because there's no way around the guns thing. You can't just be like, guns are stupid or guns are great. You have to have a different angle.
Yeah.
And even if you describe the amendment, I just might have to do a better job describing it. Like, that would kill in New York or LA.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't need it. I want it to work everywhere. So I have to figure it out. Because those people aren't stupid. They just are, like, used to one speed. You want to hear another one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is about Native Americans. Okay, right there, a chick just goes, "Say Native American," because I said Indian, and she said Native American. So
she's PC.
No, she is Native American.
Is this okay. What state is this in?
This is the same thing. I
so
just
she's
cut up
in from, Washington.
Yeah, it's like it's an Indian casino. And I said Indian, and a Native American or Indian or whatever corrected me, and I'm fine with saying Native American. It doesn't matter. But it's stopping a show, and I talked to her a lot after. She's a sweetheart. But stopping a show to make a point, you better drop like a hard N or something. It's not like Indian. All right, so check this out.
I don't know, but I also do think that...
Yeah, but this is my point. I know what you're saying.
Time and place.
Right, but this is my point that I will argue till my death.
Native American?
Oh, yeah.
No, Native American, you guys still came here 40,000 years ago. You're not that Native. Listen, you don't want to fucking battle with the big bear. Because my parents are college professors, and I'll fucking intellectually, logically battle anyone. Like, no, Native Americans are not Native. No one's really Native. Because you guys came from Siberia. You're Siberian Americans. Time. No one thinks about time.
Okay. I don't think people understand time. And this is a very short one, and I'm playing this. I hope it's here. Yeah, here it is. Listen, this is another example of people not... understand the concept of time passage. Hang on.
What a military. I go to the Middle East. Any of you guys go to the Middle East? No military here? Really? All right. That's cool. Awesome. Nobody? What's that?
Okay, what she just said is they're in the military. That's why they're not here. So this is my response.
You're in the military? No, see, there's something called time, and it, like, passes. So people can serve, and then they still come home. It's a linear world we live in, but we can talk about it after. We can tweet each other, and I'll explain everything. But, like, one moment doesn't define a whole lifetime. Like, right now, I'm not a baby. You know what I mean? But I've been a baby.
Okay, so her point was... I said, is there any military here? And no one was in the military. And a woman said, it's because they're in the military. And I said, well, someone could have been in the military and time passes and now they're not. Like, I don't think people understand the passage of time. Like, Native American is subjective to when someone came. It's like, they still came here.
Because
it's a waterfall. Because then she said, I'm more Native than you. And I said, well, that's not good for Mexicans. Because then white people will always reject them as American. Like, if you're going to go how long you've been here for, you immediately start sounding like a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I think that's like a way of thinking that that people aren't smart enough to, not everyone is smart enough to get that.
Yeah, but it's not smart. It's effort. That's why I get annoyed. Because everyone has intelligent weaknesses. I think most people pretty much have the same amount of mental capacity. I just think it's like, do you put effort into your thoughts?
Here's the thing. I think with that, that's like a certain kind of person. It's like heckling you. You know
no,
what
but
I'm
a
saying?
Lot of people do that. Think about the Redskins or any of these like hot button thing where it's like, you got to say Native American. We were here. The white man took our land, blah, blah. It's like everyone's done that forever. It's a waterfall.
But like
the Redskins is a completely different thing because I feel like that's like really inappropriate. They're not saying like the Native Americans. That's like, I feel like that's
Redskins.
Yeah.
That was actually a PR move to help Native Americans when it was first created. Like White Castle doesn't bother me, and I have a condo in Marina Del Rey. White Castle, like that, I don't get mad at that.
Didn't people like really care about like the Fighting Illini and like all of that shit? Like, didn't people care
I just
about
think that?
That
like white people were horrible to Native Americans, and there's an insane history there, but that's just how life was.
Yeah.
Like, it's just people were really fucked up. But like, America was settled by a sex cult, the Puritans. It was literally like David Koresh in a boat came here. They were so fucking insane. They used to burn women for being postmenopausal with an income. That's what a witch was.
Yeah.
So it's like these people are fucking that life was terrible then. You know, it's like,
I don't know. I think that It's so complicated to even like begin to rationalize everything that everyone
I think it's
feels.
So simple though. It's either you look straight ahead or it's like, do you have the ability of telling if someone's trying to be a dick or not is basically the bottom line. So it's all intention.
Right. But I think that if you want to go back to like what makes the United States like a unique place is and amendments and
right on.
Whatever.
I'm a big Third Amendment guy.
I mean, you know, this is the country where everyone is supposed to be like free and equal. And
yeah, but that's obviously
blah,
not
blah,
true.
Blah. Of course it's not true. But I think that like, you know, when you have someone that's like, say Native American. American, like, don't say Indian, and like, not referencing time, and then the person that is a piece of shit being like, well, I'm more Native than you because I've been here longer than you, and how long have you been here? Like, it's just, this is the culture that we live in. This is the culture that we've created.
Like, right, and it's based on a duality. Like, that's why it'll never, that's why, I haven't seen this new Broadway play, Hamilton, but I hear it's amazing.
Yeah, it's supposed to be incredible.
And that's one of the main points I heard on some podcast, but it's like that duality has always been there. It started with the creation of the country, where it's like,
also,
terrible and awesome at the same time, but it's like really terrible and really awesome.
But we can't forget that we've only been a country for a blip of time compared to countries like, I mean, compared to all of Asia.
Right.
And then when you look at the history of Europe, like,
it's wild.
It's insane. And then you go to like South America, Central America, like Africa. I mean, every other place.
Ever dated someone with an accent? It gets really old.
I actually had sex with a 6'7" Australian guy. He also like really, when we were having sex, he was like, I got it. I got it. I kept on just saying I got it over and over again.
I don't understand why you would say that.
Probably because of your lightning bolt. I was capturing it.
No, but it's like, I got it. Like, was he like telling himself he got sex or like?
Or maybe like he got, maybe, I don't know. I didn't.
Maybe you were, he was like, he won you. He like got you.
I got it.
I don't know.
He
finally understood an equation that he was taught in middle school.
I remember.
It's like, C is the path, it's the speed of light. Well, no way, mate.
Talk about politically correct shit. He would say that he was half black, half white.
Yeah.
And then I asked him, I was like, well, what about Aborigine?
He's definitely Aborigine.
Yeah.
Well, they were considered fauna until 1970. Like, they're so fucked. Like, they used to consider Aborigines like fauna. Like, you know, it was flora and fauna. Like, they were like deer. Australians don't give a fuck about anything. They punch sharks and shit.
Maybe they're just like, all PR is good PR, you know?
They know it's all.
Have
it's
you been to
ass.
Australia?
No, I really want to go.
I would like to go to Australia.
I
want to
see the Great Barrier Reef.
I'm friends with Jesse Spencer. You ever watch House? And he's now on the Fireman Show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind.
He's hot.
Yeah, he's solid.
Hook it up for Greta.
I could hook it up.
Yeah.
Tom, I don't know if he's single or not.
Slide into her DMs.
Yeah. I'll be like, hey, Jesse's like, oh, mine.
Yeah. Tell him that I just want a conversation partner.
Yeah. That's what all the women say. And then they try and use him for his dick.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk to his dick.
Everyone's always trying to talk to his dick.
Yeah.
And his dick's like, I get it, mate. I get it.
You can have that one.
Jilly.
I'm just kidding.
We're trying to find Jilly love.
Jilly, what kind? But you already got Kenny.
No, Kenny's done.
That was like 5 years ago. You asked me if I've ever been in love. I've been in love once. Not since.
This is, time's flying on this podcast. It's already 9:55. My buddy's coming in 5.
Someone picking you up?
No, I got two. I got a Wednesday and a Friday episode.
Wow.
That's how I do it. I wonder, I had something else I just wanted to ask you guys.
Yeah, do you have any questions?
Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. I have like, here's another one. Hang on. This one is dream. Okay. I like that. What is your dream?
My dream?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is such an intense question.
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm always prepared. My dream is to write and create my own TV show. That's the only dream I have.
But once you do it, what do you think you'll have then? Because that's very attainable for you two talented ladies. After that, what do you dream?
I
want
to write a movie.
There you
and
go.
Then I also, my like ultimate dream would be to be Conan O'Brien, but I don't know about if that's really going to happen. Have you seen those videos where Conan and Ice Cube and Kevin Hart go in a car and they just talk?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be like the fourth person there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I really do.
But what if you just get car sick and you're like, this sucks?
I mean, I don't know. It's just like, I'm really into Ice Cube and I'm really into
I was just
Conan.
With his son, O'Shea Jackson.
He's hot.
Yeah. I just did I hosted the Art Director Guild Awards Sunday and he was one of the guys and it was electric. Me and Bryan Cranston were taking shots at each other on stage.
That's nice.
It's pretty sweet. Like
Are you just name dropping now?
No, it's actually a phenomenal story.
I'm kidding.
Well, you were name dropping about your dreams.
True.
My bad that hey, I lived them, so I feel bad about it.
You asked me. That's true. You are more successful than I am.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, it's all about... Go ahead.
Do you guys want to hear my dream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mommy and Daddy were fighting in front of you again.
I know.
She's used to it.
My dream... Oh, man. My dream is to also be like a very... to be a successful performer and writer and whatever.
Right.
But then I really just want to... I want to see the entire world.
Wow.
I've never heard this one.
What? Why not? I want to see like as many places as I can see.
I think you guys will both get exactly what you want.
I hope so.
You're the first person that's ever told me that.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. Oh, also
100%.
I like later down the road, I want to be extremely successful and then I want to like be in love.
Right.
At one point.
But what if that's the devil's riddle? You know what I mean?
I think it might be the devil's riddle.
I mean, I know a lot of really successful women. It's very hard for them to also maintain a family.
At least I'll like be really successful, have made some guap, and can...
If you're willing to tap out, you can.
I can tap out.
But a lot of them, once Gollum sees the ring, you know what I mean? It's tough.
Once you're super rich, you can just buy someone to hang out with.
That's what you think.
I'm kidding.
It's a puff of crack.
I think that
puff of crack, you go in for more crack until you get shot in the face, like my friend.
It's true. Oh,
your friend got shot in the face?
Yeah. Was it crack?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I'm sorry.
Daryl Wright?
I'm sorry.
Comedian.
Yeah.
You get shot in the face over crack.
Have you ever done crack?
No. But I have done a lot of Adderall.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think Adderall is the worst thing in the whole entire world.
I think it's the best thing in the world. But you got to sparingly do it.
I actually really like Adderall.
I love it.
I hate it.
But I like
Adderall
uppers.
And vapes. I like
what
to vape
kind of a
little.
Vape? Like weed vape? Yeah, weed vape. I like tincture. I like weed tincture.
What's that mean?
You can get it here. You should just get some.
I got a card.
Yeah, get some tink.
Marina Del Rey. Sometimes
just
I never
some
put on socks. I don't
just
put on
some
socks.
Drops. When you have the baby, you just drop
After
it
After you
in
drink
your
the
mouth.
Tink, you want to put it on shoes.
What? It's the best.
Ladies, tell me where people can find you.
Oh, Jill, you go first.
You could just like put my name in Google and then some things will appear.
Be specific. You'd be surprised. People do not like Googling things.
I don't know if people are going to like me after this podcast.
They will. You're very lovable.
Jilly Hendrix.
Yeah, I follow both of them. I just followed both of them today.
That's where you can find me.
I have a very quaint Twitter following.
That's all you need.
It's just a couple people.
Yeah, but people like that. It's kind of hipster. It's like you want to get in early.
Yeah. You do. You have some loyal fans, though.
I do.
Loyalty is all that matters.
It is. I have some loyal
fans.
And
Greta has amazing YouTube videos where she does these characters, and you should all watch them.
Yeah. You can. My Instagram is Gertie Bird, my childhood nickname.
Nice.
And that's also my Twitter. And you can just Google my name, and you can find my YouTube videos. And then you should also subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, the podcast is great. The way I see the podcast, it's almost like hanging out at a brunch where people are funny.
That's cool.
Thank you.
It's very brunchy.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, we are sitting at a small table, usually in my apartment.
Yeah, Jill, she has a very brunchy tone. Like, your tone is hilariously brunchy.
Oh, God.
No, but in
a good way.
No, yeah.
All I think about when I think about brunch is like annoying basic bitches like drinking
basic,
mimosas.
No, that's why it's like a funny brunch.
Okay. Because
the brunch vibe is like, we don't really need to be here because it's not breakfast or lunch, but we want to be here.
That's true.
And then it's at that point, are you interesting or not? And you guys are very interesting.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
This was very fun.
Yeah, it was very fun.
And for those of you that want to see me live this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, I'll be at the House of Comedy.
I've been there.
Is it good?
I've been there. Oh, that place has been around for a really long time.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, when I was at school at University of Arizona.
Cool.
Yeah. Have a great time.
Can't wait. Thursday through Sunday. And then I'm doing the Hollywood Improv on, I believe, Valentine's Day or maybe the day after. I think Valentine's Day. So bring your, because I can, you know, I'm good with the love talk. I like couple comedy. So come to that. And then the last weekend in February, I'm at the Tampa Improv Thursday through Sunday.
That sounds like a good time.
Tampa's sweet.
I love Tampa.
Tampa's a blast.
They have great, like, good Dolphins fans.
Yeah, right? And people are doing a lot of lunges and squat thrusts.
And they're tan as hell.
They're tan. They're good. They'll
great
party.
Great baseball players.
Yeah. So we got those. And then there's more. So just go to owenbenjamin.com for tour dates. A little backed up with the song requests, but I will get them done tomorrow, I promise. I've had an insane week. But throw a tip in my jar. Request any song. I'll play it for your loved one. It's really fun. And I believe that's it. Check out 60 Minutes, 7 Days on YouTube. And I love you guys. So comment on this. Let me know what you think. Why didn't they laugh at gmail.com. Rate it. Subscribe to it, because that's how we keep it moving. And tell your friends if they're smart and not dumb assholes. All right. Good night, everyone.